Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, caring equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com.
Good morning, I'm Tom Yoder. You're listening to KSJD. Leadership Montezuma is a program that aims to identify, enlighten, and encourage emerging leaders of diverse backgrounds, occupations, and cultures to enhance the quality of leadership in our communities. The program is now accepting applications for its 2015-2016 class, where participants spend the first part of the program in monthly sessions designed to deepen understanding of our region's resources, organizations, and systems. The second part of the program involves planning these sessions for the next year's class of participants. Joining me in the studio this morning is Lynn Sokup. She is on the board of directors at Leadership Montezuma. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Also joining me is Ken Brangle. He is an alumni. He's actually in between years. He's gone through his first year at Leadership Montezuma and is about to start his second year. Hi, Ken.
Good morning.
I want to hear a little bit about your personal experiences with Leadership Montezuma. Let's start with you, Lynn. Why did you decide to get involved with the program, and how did it benefit you personally?
Well, I work at the Pinion Project, and the Pinion Project every year sponsors a person to go through the program, and I'd heard good things about it and just wanted to jump in and get involved.
What kind of good things did you hear about the program?
So my coworker, Ellis Miller, said if you've ever had a conversation with Ellis, you'll know that he's lived here forever for generations, and he said that he learned things that he had never known about in this community, and it was just a level of understanding and, you know, stuff.
Yeah. Well, how did it benefit you? I mean, how did you change through the program? I mean, for you personally, what were the benefits that it brought with you, to you?
Well, number one, the benefit, Ken and I were just talking, is how fun it is. It is so fun to gather one day out of the month with the same group of people that you really get to know really well and make connections and go places. It's like taking field trips and having guest speakers. It's really fun. And the connections I made, now I'm on two boards and I'm really super busy, but you know, I made connections that I didn't have before, and it's just really great that way.
Ken, what about you? What was it that got you involved in Leadership Montezuma in the first place?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I had no idea Leadership Montezuma existed until someone walked through my office doors one day and said, "Hey, you've been recommended to apply for this program." So I got a little bit of information from some of the past alumni to find out what this program was about, and was highly encouraged to go through with it. And after going through the program, I'm extremely excited that I did.
How did it benefit you personally so far? I mean, you're in between the first and second year, but so far, how do you think it's changed you?
Well, I'll be quite honest with you. Growing up in this area, I had no idea some of the things that take place in this area. And a lot of the rich history dating back, you know, 600 AD that you get to learn about, and the different natural resources that we're lucky to have in this area that some of the places even around this area do not have.
Leadership Montezuma has gone through a few changes recently from being associated with the Cortez Chamber of Commerce. Lynn, can you talk a little bit about how the program, the organization is structured now?
Well, we've formed this new board. We're under the umbrella, the fiscal agent of Onward. And so the board is more involved in what's in the day-to-day operations for now. We are hiring a coordinator. We're in the process, if anybody's interested, has been through leadership and would be interested in being the program coordinator, that will be involved in you know, helping to plan, helping support the planners, getting venues, getting sponsors, things like that.
All those little logistics, things like that.
Yep.
Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. My guests this morning are Lynn Sokup. She's on the board of directors at Leadership Montezuma. And Ken Brengel is also here in the studio with me. He's an alumni at Leadership Montezuma. Ken, you just got through the first year of Leadership Montezuma, the fun part, your monthly field trips. Describe a little bit about what happens during one of those monthly sessions and how that works during the first year.
Well, you do meet with the same group of people for approximately, I want to say it's 9 meetings, and then a 10th essentially is the first, and it's just to get to know everybody. It's a meet and greet, which, by the way, I just want to say something about that. There's some neat people in this community that I had never even met before, and it was more than a pleasure and an honor to serve with these people on Leadership Montezuma. In fact, I probably did not deserve to be with these high-caliber people. Yeah,
sitting right next to one. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. So
describe a day. I mean, walk us through maybe one of your favorite days that you went through during the first year in Leadership Montezuma.
Well, one of the most memorable days to me was a session that was specifically on the economics of this local area here. And so we had some successful business owners, Brandon from Stonefish, and we had Mark Youngquist from Dolores River Brewery. We had Muscanel Millworks, we had Osprey there, and we discussed obviously economic opportunities in this area and how we can possibly get some brainstorming, so to speak, on how to get more industry into this area that is very complementary of the area we live in. But there were days such as government where we had a mock city hall
mock city council meeting,
and you got to meet with a lot of the local government here in town. We had cultural days. We had a day down at the Ute Tribe and learn a lot about their ways and how their community is part of our community. And there's a lot of different things, such as resources. So each day has its own specific theme that has a part to play in our local geographic area.
Right. Lynn, when you tell people about Leadership Montezuma and this first year of going out and really uncovering our community and discovering more about what's going on around here, how do you describe that to people? I mean, how do you impart to them the experience that they're about to get into?
Well, I think it's just a lot of getting to know areas that you don't in your day-to-day get to see. So, for example, in my day-to-day, I've never been involved in mock city council meetings, or we toured the landfill. That was fascinating, you know, and I would never have done that just on my own. Hey, can I tour the landfill?
Right.
So it's just about really uncovering areas that you might not even be aware of.
Yeah. Well, you're tuned into KSJD right now. I'm Tom Yoder. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to talk more about Leadership Montezuma. Stay with us. We're back. This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, we're talking about Leadership Montezuma. My guests this morning are Ken Brengel and Lynn Sokup. And I want to talk now a little bit about, just before the break, we were talking about the first year of Leadership Montezuma, when you go out and you do field trips and you really learn about this community in Southwest Colorado, and really the Four Corners area. But year two of the program maybe isn't talked about quite as much. And to me, it's really where the leadership, I've gone through Leadership Montezuma myself, and it's really where you really learn the leadership skills and really get the impact of the program. So, Lynn, do you want to talk just a little bit about how that second year works and what people experience in the second year of Leadership Montezuma?
Sure. The second year, we at the end of your first year, you choose 2 or 3 of the days that you want to be part of planning. And then as your time comes to get together with your fellow classmates and start the planning, which is actually, it can be quite a bit of work. I'm being honest.
And you're planning for the incoming class that's coming into their first year.
Right. And so you don't necessarily know those people who are coming in, and you've taken notes, hopefully, through the first year and kept them, or somebody in your group has, which is always a good thing. And then you can plan exactly the way that your day went the first year, or you can take it and do something new and different with it, or a combination of both.
Ken, you're getting ready to head into this second year of Leadership Montezuma. What are some things that you're anticipating or that you're excited about in this second year?
I believe probably the contacts, probably making contact with the people that on a regular day-to-day I probably wouldn't have any contact with here locally, and being able to get their input and speak with them and see if they're willing to help with this process. And from my understanding from past classes that I've talked to, that there's people that have gone above and beyond to help make this work. And a lot of people believe in this product, in this project, and I think there's a lot of support for it here locally in this community. And I think it gives people the soapbox, so to speak, so they can come forward and tell their side of things here locally.
Leadership Montezuma is in its 20th year, so it does have a good track record in this community, and a lot of people have gone through it. I think one of the things that I really love is to meet other people that have gone through Leadership Montezuma, and you kind of have this bond, and yeah, we get it. You know, we get this community. There's that kind of like, I get it. You know, I know you.
Yeah, kind of thing, it's like an instant club.
Yeah. No, it does. It does feel like you're part of a class. I mean, not just your own class that you're with, but just the larger class of people that have gone through Leadership Montezuma.
It's kind of like pride, like when you go to a college and you know, you wear a t-shirt from that college and somebody else has the same t-shirt and you're like, yeah, it's kind of like that.
LM alum. Well, let's talk a little bit about how people apply to become a part of Leadership Montezuma. Lynn, do you want to talk a little bit about how people find out more and how they apply to be in the program?
Sure. Jim Squirts is on the board, and he is graciously allowed us to let him be the contact. His phone number is 970-903-0944. And so you can call Jim and he would be happy to get you an application. You can get on, you can email us at leadershipmontezuma@cortezchamber.com, all lowercase. And those are two really good ways. We have a Facebook page, which is a good place to find more information.
Okay.
When you apply, you fill out an application and it comes to the board, and then we arrange for an interview, just a really casual interview, just to see if you're a good fit. Because it is a commitment. It's a two-year commitment, and it's one day a month for 9 months. So, you know, we just want to make sure everybody's got that level of commitment.
Yeah, and you really get out of it what you put into it.
Right.
So it's worth doing it. Yeah. What kinds of support are you looking for from the community? Not just people to apply to be in the program, but what kinds of other kinds of support do you need right now to keep the program strong?
Well, we definitely need some financial support. There is some overhead that is involved. We're looking for sponsors, for some business sponsors, people to businesses to sponsor lunch, because feeding people in an all-day class is a good thing. If you've been through Leadership Montezuma and you still want to support it, you can make a donation. You can go right into Onward and write a check. That'd be awesome. Word of mouth support, if you know somebody who would be a really good candidate for Leadership Montezuma, recruit them, like re-recruited Ken. That was awesome. So,
right. You know, I think one thing that is, people have a little bit of misconception about the word leadership sometimes, and that sort of capital L leadership. They think that maybe that means people that get involved with this program are politicians, or they're sort of the leaders that we think about in the community. But, yeah. but really, it's not like that. It's really just people from really all walks of life, all kinds of occupations. Did you have some of that misconception at all, Ken, or do you run into that sometimes?
I kind of did. You know, I thought, okay, so I'm going to be in a class with pillars of the community that, you know, that everyone knows, and oh my goodness, how am I going to fit in there? So, to, you know, meet normal everyday people from, like you said, all different types of walks of life and different occupations and different outlooks and perspectives and different political ideas. And I mean, it all comes together, and you end up becoming a pretty close knit class by the end, or at least we did in our class. And I've heard the same from most classes before us. So it was definitely an honor.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I have some true friendships that came out of Leadership Montezuma in my own experience.
Yes, yeah.
Can you give us the contact information just once again, Lynn, on how people can apply and how to get a hold of Jim?
Okay, Jim's phone number is 970-903-0944, and the email is leadershipmontezuma@cortezchamber.com.
And you're looking for applications now. Is there a deadline for applications?
There is a deadline. That was a good question. We have a deadline, so just get it in as soon as possible. I'll talk about something else while I look for that.
Apply in the next couple of weeks, folks. Well, Lynn and Ken, thank you both for being here this morning. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you
very much.
That's Lynn Sokup. She is on the board of directors at Leadership Montezuma. And Ken Brangle, he's an alumni at Leadership Montezuma. You've been listening to KSJD this morning. I'm Tom Yoder.